Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday with Mary Brotherton. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern, Mary and her guests share manifest success stories and tips for how you can learn to create the life you've always wanted. Jillian Harris is with us the second Monday of each month. The conscious cougar herself and our generous sponsor will join the show. You don't want to miss Jillian's dynamic personality and manifesting knowledge. Now grab a pen and paper for Mary's phone number, then just call her with your questions about manifesting and the law of attraction. Here's that number, area code 516-418-5651. Don't be shy.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is, as always, 11:01. By the time we finish with our little introduction, it's always 11:01. And today is June 26, 2023. And I will tell you, in 1981, I manifested a baby boy on this day. Today is my youngest son's birthday, and I'm delighted to wish Aaron Matthew Frakes a happy birthday. And I know he doesn't listen to my show because he's got his own stuff going on, but that's fine. It makes me feel good to say it. I am excited because in a couple of weeks, we've got to get the details worked out, but I'm going to be having a guest on the show who's going to talk about the magic pen that she uses to manifest things in her world. And today I want to talk with you about someone I've learned, a new existence I've learned about her. But first, I want to play this real quick little message.
Thanks for listening. And remember, the best way to be unique is to just be you.
Sometimes I scroll around on YouTube and I find an interesting video or some music to listen to. And a couple of days ago, I found something that I really enjoyed. It was through the Mind Valley app. And it was a woman named Marissa Peer who lives in England. She knows all too well about the power of words and how the words we use can help us manifest. Well, do help us manifest exactly what we're thinking about. What we think about, we become. Words become things. And Marissa has been teaching a lot of people, including me, a new way to look at life and how to heal yourself. Our bodies are rather amazing, and they can heal themselves without very much input. We don't always need doctors. Marissa has healed herself from cancer twice. She healed a broken bone that was broken in 14 places in 6 weeks. The doctors said she may never walk, but if she does walk, she'll walk with a limp. She doesn't limp. She walks perfectly. And what she did every day throughout the day, and this is what I've started doing, and I've seen remarkable results, especially with my sleeping. As we get older, you and anybody, women and men, but women it seems to be a little more affected. It's really difficult to sleep through the night. Our brains are so busy, and we wake up thinking, oh, did I forget to do this, or did I remember to do that? Oh, I need to make a note. Or we wake up from a dream and then we wonder if our children are safe, or if we dream about somebody in particular, we worry and maybe we pray about them. Sometimes we have to go to the bathroom, plain and simple. And there have been times, within a year ago, I was probably going to the bathroom 6 times a night, minimum, sometimes more, sometimes less. But that makes it difficult to go to sleep and to stay asleep and to go back to sleep. Well, I started using Marissa's, what she calls the DIC method, D-I-C, CCC. Direct, instruct, compel, command, and code. So every night when I go to bed, I direct, instruct, compel, command, and code my body to sleep through the night and to wake me in the morning feeling refreshed, revived, rejuvenated, energized, and motivated to tackle the day. I've been doing this only a few days, and I have seen a tremendous difference. And you know how sometimes around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe earlier, maybe later for other people, but around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I get up from my computer and I want to go find something to snack on because I'm not necessarily hungry, but I'm tired. And I feel like, I can't. I either need a nap or I need something to eat. I don't. I really need a change of scenery. Sometimes I will get up and take a little walk outside, depending on the weather. But since I've been introduced to the Dick method around 3 o'clock, I do go to the kitchen and refresh my water or get a new cup of tea, check on the cat. But while I'm doing this, I direct, instruct, command, compel, and code my body to give me the energy that I need to carry me through the rest of my day. Now, how many of you have ever felt like you're constantly being distracted? You start out doing one thing and you forget. You know, you start out emptying the dishwasher. The phone rings or you get a notification on your phone. Something happens and you look away from the dishwasher. And the next thing you know, you're either sweeping the floor or sitting on the couch with the cat or chatting with a friend. And then you come back hours later and the dishwasher still hasn't been unloaded. I've been directing, instructing, commanding, compelling, and coding myself to complete every task before I move on to the next one. I don't want to say I don't want to be distracted, because if you use the word don't, the universe says, oh, she wants to be distracted. So you must be very mindful that even whatever words you use in manifesting must be used in the present tense. They must be action words. And you've got to give yourself something to respond to. I direct, command, impel, instruct. I said it backwards, but I direct, instruct, command, compel, and code myself to finish all tasks before I move on to the next one. Another thing I've been working on, down here in Florida, we have a lot of problems this time of year with mosquitoes. I don't like to spray my body with chemicals. I'm not real fond of even putting on essential oils as repellents, because some of those essential oils that they use in natural mosquito repellents don't smell so great, like geranium. So I have been directing, instructing, commanding, compelling, and coding my body to naturally repel mosquitoes without any additional. So those are some of the things that we do to change our life and manifest. You can manifest healing. In fact, I have been from a distance. I mean, most everybody knows what distance Reiki is and distance energy healing. I have been using the Dick method with my young friend, Garrett, 34 years old, who has cancer. I've gotten conflicting stories. I don't know if he is stage 3 or stage 4, but he's at the advanced stage of melanoma. The cancer has spread throughout his body. He's had several surgeries to remove and repair tumors. He's had a lot of radiation, a lot of chemotherapy, and I haven't checked in with his mom yet today to know exactly where he is with that. But he's sick. He's very sick, and he's only 34. So from where I am, I have been saying, I direct, instruct, command, compel, and code Garrett's body to heal perfectly. And I do it right now. I always ask for right now or immediately. My old cat, his He's 19 years old, which makes him about 92, 93 years old in human years. So he's an old, old cat. And he's been going through spells where he was throwing up, sometimes two or three times a day. I've been using the DIC method on him. I direct, instruct, command, compel, encode my cat to be healthy until the day he dies. When he dies, whatever age that is, will be whatever age that is, but I don't want him sick until then. I want him to be able to enjoy his life. And I'm using this on myself to heal all sorts of little ailments. I have a sciatica nerve that has been stretched to its limits. I've noticed I've been shrinking. I've been just constantly saying I direct, instruct, compel, command, and code my body to be perfect, my complexion to be beautiful, my skin to be strong and supple and healthy. So this is one of the ways that we can manifest what we want, manifest healing by directing, instructing, compelling, commanding, and coding your body to be what you want it to be. And as I said, in a few weeks, I'm going to have I'm really excited. She's going to talk with us about her magic pen and the journal that she sells to go with it. And you, if you've listened to any of my shows, you know I really believe in the power of journaling with manifesting. It helps. Lately, I've been talking to the universe. And I say, universe, I direct, instruct, command, compel, and code you to send vendors. And then this morning it dawned on me, I should direct, instruct, command, compel, and code vendors to register for Metafest next month. That way, I'm going directly to the vendors and leaving out the universe. And I'm also in the process of creating a new aspect to my career as a writer. As you know or don't, I am a writer. I am an editor. I illustrated my own children's book. I've been illustrating a book for a friend. 4K, she's paid me for it, so makes me a professional illustrator. I want to do this for more writers because finding an illustrator for children's books is one of the most difficult things we've all had to do. So I am in the process of saying children's book authors, I direct, instruct, command, compel, encode you to reach out to me and talk about having me illustrate your book. And that's what I'm doing. That's how I'm doing it. And today's show is going to be a short show because I do have an appointment this afternoon, and I need to get ready for that. But first, I want to let you hear from Tony.
Have you ever read a web article on the Internet that really spoke to you? No, I mean really spoke to you. Well, let me tell you about Newsly. Newsly is the new and incredible audio app made especially for iOS and Android. Newsly picks up web articles about the most trending topics throughout the entire Internet. And at any given moment, Newsly reads those web articles to you in a natural human voice. Browse your favorite articles from topics you choose. Stop scrolling, start playing, start listening, and start learning. And Newsly has podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 40 countries. Our podcasts, Unscripted, Coffee, Candy, and Creative, and On Demand are there too. Go to www.newsly.me to download and use Newsly for free now. And if you use promo code BUNIQUERADIO, all one word and with caps, receive a 1 month free premium subscription. For the first time in the history of the Internet, the web becomes listenable. Listen and learn with Newsly.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate that. And now,
we hope you enjoyed today's episode of Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday show with Mary Brotherton. Come back every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern for more guidance on creating your ideal life. If you have questions about manifesting your happiness, email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com and Mary will respond on a future episode. Remember, friends, the fastest way to manifest your dreams is to speak them into existence in positive present terms and to always remain grateful. See you next time.